Well, hey guys, and welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. My name's Bobby McGraw. We're talking about the idea of becoming today on the podcast, so I'm glad you're here today. If you're new to these, we spend about 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and our hope is that these would be encouraging, that they'd be helpful, that in some way they'd be inspiring and something that helps you take on the day. And so if you find these helpful, please feel free to share them with the people around you. In fact, we'd be honored if you'd do that. Just send them to the website, weekdaypodcast.com, weekdaypodcast.com. And that is, hands down, the easiest way to share this encouragement. We are talking all about this idea of becoming because on Sunday mornings throughout this month, we're talking about this big idea. And here's the big idea. God is far more concerned about who we're becoming than what we're achieving. Now, let me say that again. God is way more concerned with who we're becoming than what we're achieving. Are the two connected? Absolutely. Is achievement and what we do, does that matter? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, if you had to pick, the most important part of that is who we're becoming, because life really is a journey. None of us have arrived. If we still have breath in our lungs, we are still becoming. So Sunday, we talked about this from Ephesians chapter 4 from the first 6 verses. Paul is writing from a jail cell to these early believers about who they're becoming. So today, I want to give you a quick recap of the 3 tools that I believe God uses in our life as we think about who we're becoming. And the first one is this. Number 1, it is based on our calling. True transformation, true journey mindset, growing into who God wants us to be is based on our calling. As Paul is encouraging these early believers, he says to them in chapter 4, verse 1 of Ephesians, he says, "Walk in a manner that is worthy of the calling to which you have been called." See, the thing that's true of every single person that says, "I follow Jesus," is they have a calling on their life. Calling is not something that's simply reserved for ministers or priests or some other person. Every single believer has a call that's placed on their life. In fact, I want to encourage you, would you consider over the next 3 days to read a chapter of Ephesians a day? Read Ephesians chapter 1, and then Ephesians chapter 2, and Ephesians chapter 3, because what we find is that every single person has a calling, and that call simply is this: to become like Jesus. We have been rescued from our sin. We have been saved by his amazing grace. We've been freed to live out this brand new life. We have a calling on our life. And so if we're going to become who God wants us to be, number 1, it is based on that calling of what God has done in our life. The second thing that is true, the second tool that shapes us is number 2, we are shaped by our actions. We're shaped by our actions. So as Paul talks about this calling, he goes on to say in verse 2, to live with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love. He's talking about the actions that come from a changed life. He talks about humility, that when you and I realize that we have nothing in ourselves that earns God's favor, that it's a free gift, we begin to realize that all of us are on the same playing field of life. None of us are better than anybody else. He talks about gentleness. It's this idea that instead of lashing out or instead of exhibiting power, this idea of gentleness is power that is under control. It's sort of like a medicine, a very potent medicine that could wreak havoc or, if given in the right dosage, can bring health. That's what gentleness is like, that we give the right amount of energy to bring health. That word patience, that idea of long-suffering, to believe in other people, to give them grace, which is also the idea of that last phrase, bearing with one another in love. That we quit being so hard on other people, that we give them space to keep growing. So these are all tools, right? Tool number 1, our calling. Tool number 2, our actions. And then tool number 3 is we are connected to other people. Paul ends these few little verses by saying in verse 3, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. He's talking about this idea of unity. See, in our world, so many times we see other people as enemies or we see other people as different than us. But Paul reminds us, man, if you're a believer, you've got a lot more in common with the people that are believers than you don't. Here's what he says, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, there is one body, there's one Spirit, just as you are called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God who's the Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Over and over again, he says we're one. And so today, as we think about who we're becoming, man, it's based on our calling. It's shaped by our actions, but I'm telling you, it is connected to other people. Here's what I know. We desperately need each other. We're all unique. Unity is not the same thing as uniformity. We're all unique. We need each other's strengths to cover our weaknesses. Second thing that I know is true is the world desperately needs to see the love of God lived out. I don't think the world needs to hear more about the love of God as much as it needs to see the love of God lived out in the lives of believers. And here's the last thing I know. We can do infinitely more together. Can you imagine if the hundreds of people that subscribe to this podcast every day lived in unity, walking in the Spirit of God, based out of that calling? Can you imagine what all could happen? I'm telling you, we could get rid of poverty in our community. We could eliminate the dropout rate in our high schools. We could impact more and more families in Kenya. Man, I'm telling you, when we're unified, we become unstoppable, where every person gets to hear about the good news of Jesus. So today, I want to encourage you, who you're becoming is far more important than what you're achieving. Spend some time today and allow God to mold you and shape you as you become.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.